For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. The predominantly Muslim country of Kazakhstan is facing some religious freedom issues. Despite the challenges, the World Evangelical Alliance says God is moving. WEA's Jeff Tunnicliffe says the spread of Christianity is a sight to behold.
I remember visiting Kazakhstan in the early 90s, and there was so very few believers among the Kazakh people themselves. But God has done a marvelous work in these last 10 or 15 years, and I was able to speak at the largest gathering of Kazakh believers in history.
4,000 believers gathered in Almaty for worship and teaching. Pray for the many new believers who come from Muslim backgrounds and face pressure for following Jesus. Meanwhile, Christians in Bolivia are waiting to see if the new government will rewrite the Constitution, possibly limit the freedom of religion. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says changes would impact their schools.
Some of the issues that have been brought up, and especially one that would be very detrimental to the Christian churches, would be the idea that there would be no more private schools. All our schools would be nationalized and taken over by the government, and Christian teaching could not be taught because those schools will be under the authority of the government.
While nothing's been decided yet, Vinton urges prayer for continued religious freedom. And finally, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is helping the Taliban in Senegal, West Africa. The boys live away from home, studying the Quran, Islam's holy book, and begging for their existence. Thousands of ragged Talibans wander the streets of Senegal. IMB workers are reaching out to the Lebu people, and as they love on the boys, they also share Jesus with their parents. So far, there's only a handful of Christian believers, but a home fellowship started earlier this year. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. I'm Ruth Bliss.